This is John Lothian with the daily update of commentary and stories from the First Read section of the John Lothian newsletter for June 28th, 2021. This podcast is sponsored by our friends at Eurex. Visit Eurex.com to learn more about trading MSCI derivatives. We lead off, JLN, today with this story that I wrote, a commentary, that Innovator's Dilemma meets Furtick's Law. New startup exchanges should help, not hurt CME Group. The late author and Harvard professor Clayton Christensen coined the phrase the Innovator's Dilemma in his popular book by the same name. In the book, he describes why some well-run companies lose their dominant market position through the entrance of a competitor with a disruptive technology. He uses an example, the personal computer and its smaller, slower disk drives, which disrupted big iron mainframe computers by offering a cheaper solution that was good enough. The CME Group's dominant market position in the U.S. futures market, which some classify as a monopoly, has spawned two separate challengers built on the model of the Innovator's Dilemma. The small exchange and the fair exchange are seeking to disrupt the CME's dominant position, or at least carve out a place of their own in the U.S. futures market landscape. It is the latter which is really the truth. The CME Group will most likely benefit from these new exchanges while not sacrificing their higher margins. For the rest of this commentary, you can find it on johnlothiannews.com. Here are the comments and stories from the hits and takes section of today's JLN. Back when single stock futures were preparing to launch, I used to joke that Nasdaq Life's Bob Fitzsimmons was the most focused executive and would turn any question into an answer in support of the disruptive product. Asked about the weather, Fitzsimmons would say something like, "No matter what the weather, you can trade single stock futures." That was a dig at the floor traded stocks at the New York Stock Exchange. However, today in Hong Kong was proof that weather can still matter in an electronic trading environment. Hong Kong Exchange shut down this morning because of a, quote, black rainstorm warning. You can learn all about the severe weather arrangements for Hong Kong Exchange with a link in today's newsletter. For the record, the Minneapolis Grain Exchange, or MGEX, does not shut down for purple rain. Speaking of the weather, there is an ice storm going on in commodities. ICE, or Intercontinental Exchange, reported record open interest in its global commodity futures markets of 35.2 million contracts. That is a 10% year-over-year growth in total open interest. Meanwhile, at NASDAQ, there was a flood of IPOs during the first half of 2021, which raised a record amount of capital. NASDAQ welcomed 395 IPOs and had 14 exchange transfers in the first half of 2021. The IPO flood raised a total of $103 billion, extending its leadership to 30 consecutive quarters, NASDAQ reported. NASDAQ also set a record for the number of shares traded during the 2021 Russell U.S. Indices reconstitution, a record 2.37 billion shares, representing 80,898,531,612 were executed in the closing cross in 1.9 seconds across NASDAQ listed securities. CME Group is still learning that Satoshis can really add up. Its micro Bitcoin futures traded over 1 billion contracts as of Friday, despite having launched just 7 weeks ago. The Chicago Tribune was a world-class newspaper when I was a youth, and its columnists were amongst the world's best, including Mike Royko. He was part of my inspiration to become a journalist. The Tribune is just a shell of its former self, and that was before its new owner, Alden Capital, offered buyouts to some of its biggest name columnists, including John Cass, Phil Rosenthal, Mary Schmick, Darlene Glanton, Shannon Ryan, Heidi Stevens, and Eric Zorn. It's a shame what has happened to the paper, which has suffered through some pretty bad owners of late. We shall see what Alden Capital does to revive the paper, but losing talent such as these writers is not a good indication. We had no new donations to the JLN Markets Wiki Education GoFundMe campaign over the weekend. Support our efforts to preserve industry history by giving to our GoFundMe campaign. Here are more stories from the first read section of today's JLN. The Spread, June 25th, 2021 edition. No summer doldrums this year. Volatility and volume surge. More single stock options to choose from. John Lothian weighs in with his take, and Jermall Chandler explains intrinsic value in this week's Options Term of the Week. Here's a story from the Wall Street Journal. Whistleblower thought he would get a big payout. Instead, he got nothing and went broke. Securities and Exchange Commission says it can't reward watchdogs if recoup funds come through bankruptcy process. John McPherson was almost certain he'd get rich from the Securities and Exchange Commission's whistleblower program. Instead, he ended up bankrupt and embittered. Despite what the SEC called his extraordinary and continuing assistance in helping the agency shut down an alleged $1.4 billion investment scam, Mr. McPherson was notified last year that his whistleblower award would likely be close to zero. My comment, this is an interesting story. The whistleblower gets nothing because the firm declares bankruptcy, which means some of the worst offenses might not get reported because there's nothing in it for the whistleblowers. Here's a story from the Financial Times. UBS to let staff mix working from home and office permanently. Swiss bank expects embracing hybrid approach will make it a more attractive employer. UBS plans to allow up to two-thirds of its staff to mix working from home and the office on a permanent basis, betting the approach will give the Swiss lender an edge over Wall Street banks in recruiting. Where can I go short blue British banker suits? Hong Kong stocks edge down after storm wipes out morning trading. From Bloomberg, Hong Kong Exchange cancels morning of securities and derivatives. Hang Seng Index slips 0.06 after earlier halted on storm. Hong Kong stocks slipped on Monday after they resumed trading following a rainstorm that earlier canceled the morning session. The benchmark Hang Seng slipped 0.06% as of 1:46 p.m. local time, in line with the muted moves in the MSCI Asia Pacific Index. The city earlier lifted all rainstorm warnings, meaning the stock trading would begin in according with Hong Kong exchanges and clearing rules. My comment, a flood of liquidity wipes out trading. Here is a press release from Curve Global. Trading technology connects customers to Curve Global. Curve Global is delighted to announce that it has signed an agreement to provide customers of Trading Technologies International TT's platform with free access to Curve. TT's customers who are not currently connected to Curve will be able to trade short-term interest rate futures with no market access provider fees, enabling them to benefit from growing volumes and open interest on Curve Global, particularly in SONIA-linked instruments. Curve Global futures also clear at LCH, enabling customers to further benefit from portfolio margining opportunities. My comment, TT's network of exchange, broker, and asset manager connectivity is a big asset. Who wants to buy it? Here are the top three stories from Friday's JLN. Our top story Friday was Phantom Goldman Banker is Bait in Swiss Traders Kidnapping from Bloomberg. Second was Prop Trader Hudson River Reaps $1 billion in Frenzied Quarter from Yahoo Finance. And third was Chicago Board Options Exchange Headquarters named Arkitzer A-plus Finalist from Canon Design. The Chicago Board of Options Exchange new headquarters in the Chicago old post office is one of five finalists in the Architecture Plus Ceilings category. Congrats to the SIBO. This podcast is sponsored by our friends at Eurex. Visit Eurex.com to learn more about trading MSCI derivatives. Thank you for listening to the John Lothian News Daily Update. Please consider telling a friend about our podcast, and if you haven't yet, please write a review on Apple Podcasts. This helps new listeners find us. Also, if you aren't already a John Lothian newsletter subscriber, you can get a free 90-day trial at johnlothiannews.com/trial. Have a great day and stay safe and treat people the same way you want to be treated, with respect, equality, and justice. This has been John Lothian. Goodbye.